Listen carefully to the voice of reason. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm here to deliver a snippet. If you're new around here, welcome to Snippet Land. I love welcoming new gals into Snippet Land because it is a unique and amazing place for women over 40 struggling with alcohol. I've created something here completely unique. I'm proud of it, and I'm glad you're here. Today, I'm going to talk to you about that voice. We all have it. And I want to tell you a secret about it, a secret that nobody told me. And once you know this secret, you're going to have a way clearer picture of the journey to sobriety. Here it is. What they don't tell us. Well, first of all, what I thought, and then I'll tell you what I learned, what nobody told me. Here's what I thought. Okay, here's what I thought. And you just might be thinking this too. I've tried to quit drinking. So we're going back now to pre-2018. I've tried to quit drinking, I don't know, a couple thousand times. Failed. I've, you know, got a week here, a few days there, a month here, on and off. But it's always a failure leading up to 2018. And my thought was this. It's too hard. When I stop drinking, and even if I fight through a trigger on day one and on day three and on day seven and on I go, the voice keeps coming back and it gets stronger and it gets more insistent. And I'm alone because I was always trying to do it alone. And I could not win an argument against that voice. And I believed that the rest of my life would be a struggle against that voice. Who the hell wants to live like that when every day is a struggle? Okay, you get a couple of hours reprieve, maybe a day here, a day there, but it always comes back and it's so uncomfortable, so painful that you're just like, this is living? I can't live like this. And so I would get a bit of time and ultimately fail because I thought, I cannot live with this struggle. And what no one told me was that that struggle is temporary. Very temporary, in fact. And in fact, here's a secret that you probably don't know about that voice. It's a coward. It's a bully and a coward. Okay? So what do we know about bullies and cowards? They act tough. They try to push you around. They say things that make you feel intimidated. And they scare people because they're bullies and they're intimidating. But underneath, they're cowards. Once you push back, right? This is what we teach our kids. When you push back on a bully, you usually find they're just full of hot air. It's like putting a little pin in a balloon and they just deflate and turn into nothing, jelly. But this voice sounds so convincing and it sounds so strong that I thought, I can't fight against this voice for the rest of my life. But once we know that it's a bully and a coward, we can have faith and courage and move forward. And here's how it works. When you first quit drinking, the voice gets stronger because it's saying to itself, yes, it's a personality. And I've got this personality all figured out. So let me tell you what this personality of this voice in your head, because you have the same one. Here's the personality behind that voice. It's a bully. So when you stop drinking, the first thing it does is it gets louder and more abusive. What do you mean you're not drinking? It's just one glass of wine. You worked hard all day. You can have a drink. What are you talking about? You deserve a drink. Try again tomorrow. You're tired. Today was extra hard. That voice, right? And we listen to it, and it is very insistent. And so we think, no, I'm not. I'm not going to. So we make it through that day. We get to bed. We make it through without it drinking. The next day, it comes back stronger, okay? And then we think, oh God, this is even worse. We somehow make it through and it comes back stronger. This is when we fail. This is very early days. It comes back stronger in the beginning. But here's the thing. When we continue to say no, all of a sudden, it's like we put a pin in the balloon and the voice starts losing its power. It starts getting weaker. On about the fifth or sixth time, I actually can't give you a number, so you're just going to have to believe me on this. On when this happens is probably different for all of us, but it does happen. All of a sudden, a voice that was getting stronger every day starts getting feebler. Well, it's like the voice is thinking to itself, well, I don't know. The last four times I tried to push her into drinking, she didn't. But I guess I'll give it a try. And it comes back a little bit weaker. And if we're strong and we push through and we don't drink, the next day it's thinking to itself, well, I don't know what to do now. I tried bullying her and that didn't work. So I got a little weaker yesterday and that didn't work. Maybe I'll push back harder today. And it goes through this whole up and down thing. One day it's strong, the next day it's a little bit quieter, and you think it's gone away, and then it comes back strong again. It's just trying to find its footing. It's trying to survive. This is a bully trying to survive and trying to understand how best it can bully you. But here's the thing. When we continue, it just gets weaker and weaker and weaker and eventually fades away. But the minute we give in, it's bolstered again. The bully comes back in full force, and we've given it back all of its power, and we are back at the beginning. So every time we give in to a craving, we strengthen that voice. And this is the loop we get caught in, because all of this happens. It happens to us when we're alone, because if we're not doing this alone and we share this experience with others, the bully is exposed. We can see it because someone else is there going, but look, it's just the bully. But when we're alone, we start getting wrapped up in this cycle, and this goes on. And every time that happens and we give in and end up drinking, that voice is strengthened to the point where after years, it's got a whole personality of its own and it knows how to get you. It knows, oh, let's see, last time it only took 5 days and I got her to drink. The time before that, it was six, but I figured out how to push her buttons. It's learning. It knows us. It's like living with a neurotic, abusive, narcissistic partner. And it knows. It's figured us out. So it says, last time, she had me worried on about day 9, but lo and behold, on day 10, she drank again. So I know all I have to do is keep pushing through to about day 11, and she'll give in. Once we understand this, and that we've built up this voice's resistance to us over the years by our failures, all we have to do is be prepared for it and be willing to push through to a point that we've never gotten to before. At that point, the voice is confused. It's like, I don't know, man. It's been like 3 weeks and she hasn't had a drink. And she keeps saying no, and it starts fading. It starts changing, and eventually it dies. Now, listen, gals, I got to be honest. This can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months to the first year. And I want you to carefully understand that it's unlikely you will kill that voice completely in the first year of your sobriety. But it changes. If we recognize it's just an alter ego, it's the voice of alcohol, it's our own fears, underlying fears of sobriety, it's all hot air. It's just a big, ugly bully that is underneath is just a coward. But we've given it a whole arsenal of ways to attack us by our many, many failures over the years. And so keeping that in mind, when you move forward and you say to yourself, this is the final time, I'm going in, I'm going all the way, and you've got the support you need, it becomes at that point simple. The bully doesn't stand a chance because you're supported, you've got this information, you're not alone, and it's almost impossible to fail. We go in with our eyes wide open, fully supported, and your pathway to sobriety is just an open path. The door is wide open for you to walk into it and experience it once and for all. Now, trying to figure this out alone, can you see why it's virtually impossible? First of all, you can't even think rationally when you're triggered. The prefrontal cortex is shut down when we're triggered. Our nervous system is on, just on full alert. We're in fight or flight, and all we want is one thing, relief. Now, the prefrontal cortex is what the rational mind. It is not even activated during a trigger. So how can we possibly expect to talk ourselves out of this? So this whole sounds very complicated. I get it. The whole thing sounds like, wow, what the hell? This is a lot, Becca. But here's the bottom line. If you're aware of this and you come in supported and you've shared this information with others, others in your accountability group are aware of this information, they can mirror it back to you when you come in and go, yeah, but this, that, the mirror comes back. All of a sudden, it's like a smack, a metaphorical smack upside the head that wakes us up, wakes up that rational mind, and we go, oh, yeah, wait a minute. No, okay, yeah, I can do this. Because it's like we're hypnotized. And to try and fight back when we're hypnotized, we can't. This is why we need help. This is why me and all the other sobriety experts on the planet say over and over and over to you, you need support. I hope this helped for you to see more clearly why we keep telling you you need support. It's way too complicated, and we can't think our way out of a trigger. It's that simple. And on the other side of that coin, the minute you're supported and the minute you're engaged in a pathway to personal development, to sober living, growing into your sobriety, that voice does not stand a chance. And you, my dear, are on your way to that life that you've been dreaming of. So today, if you'd like to share a bit of your journey and get a reflection from someone who's been there, I'm inviting you to do the Sacred Mirror. It's been open for a while. It's still open. The Sacred Mirror, if you haven't heard, is a simple online form that's private and comes only to me. It doesn't even come through an assistant. I read your story, and by story, it's just a few sentences. I just ask you a couple of questions about your journey. You give me as much or as little as you want. And I respond to that by turning on this microphone and sending you a reflection. I do not send you a sales pitch and I do not send you advice. I send you a reflection because if there's one thing that's missing in all of our journeys when we try and do it alone, it's an honest, objective second party standing outside of us that can give us an honest reflection. And nobody in our lives can do that for us. They don't know how. And when we ask them, aka a partner or a friend, or to do that for us, it's unfair to them. And they don't know how anyway. And it always ends in disaster. So we want this reflection coming from someone who's not emotionally invested, but at the same time, deeply compassionate and understands your journey. So, hey, if you want to get some reflection back on your personal journey, try out the Sacred Mirror today. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.